The Bloomington Normal economy, its current state, and its opportunities for growth can be measured in all sorts of ways. Home sales, unemployment, income levels, the diversity of our workforce. But those data sets all live in their own worlds and rarely intersect, making it hard to see the big picture. The BN Advantage Initiative wants to bring it all together. Its new BN Vitals dashboard will debut tomorrow at the BN By the Numbers event. I spoke with two leaders from the BN Advantage data team, Country Vice President Adam Gary and retired Country Executive Deanna Frauci, about what they see in the numbers.
And the idea of it is that this information will be helpful to other BN Advantage task forces who are looking at the economic development of our community, of Bloomington Normal, to look ahead and to say, here's what we need to do to attract new talent. Here's what we need to do to attract or build new businesses. Here's what we need to do to get the kind of people that we'd like to move to this community, who will work, who will volunteer, who will be a vital part of our community.
When you say regional dashboard, is this a website? Is this an application? How is this going to be accessed by the folks who are part of the BN Advantage team?
There's 120 or more metrics that we've collected about Bloomington, Normal, and McLean County. And those metrics are live and available on a web page that can be connected to from the regional Planning Commission website, as well as the BN Advantage website. So it is a live online dashboard. And we're also produced in the last couple of months a report that encapsulates the metrics as well as some insights or commentary about the metrics in kind of plain English, a consumable format that the various stakeholders in BN Advantage can use to understand the health of McLean County, especially Bloomington and Normal, as they're doing their work to improve all aspects of our life.
Why don't you give me an example of a couple of the metrics that are part of this collection of 100 plus on the dashboard? What are some very specific things that are being measured?
Well, on workforce, we have that broken down by the industries and types of jobs that are in McLean County, and we have showing traffic in and out of those jobs in terms of what we have in the county and in Bloomington Normal. So those are very usable stats, and not only by the BN Advantage, but we've already had interest by others since they can access the site that would like to be able to use this information and be able to have a place to go to find it.
When you think about just the quality of life in Bloomington Normal, some of the things that we're measuring include just commute times and how our commute times compare to other communities, home ownership rates, public transportation usage, and just access to parks, crime rates, other things that would help us know how we stack up compared to other communities in terms of quality of place or quality of life.
Can one of you talk about how this data existed before the BN Vitals team started to bring it together? Everybody thinks of this world of big data. There is a lot of data out there, anytime you want to look for it, but it's fragmented. It's all over the place.
It was everything from this federal census data to the local municipality data, school district data, and there's, as you can imagine, all kinds of formats, all kinds of sources, all kinds of ways to interpret it. And there was really no collection of them in one place that the BN Advantage team or BN Advantage task force and other stakeholders in the community could go to and reference them. They'd have to go get them ad hoc.
We really need to give a big hand to Vasu and regional planning and her staff, because had we not had them, as I said, we started 2.5 years ago on this project, and we had no funds. No funds had been allocated to develop this dashboard. And because of various projects that Vasu and regional planning were working on, she was able to provide some staff and even a platform that we started with that we could utilize. We now have some funding to go forward with it, but had we not had that before, we wouldn't be where we are today.
So you've talked about the utility of this dashboard to other branches of BN Advantage, be it the talent and workforce folks or the quality of life team, and how it'll be used there. What about, you know, folks outside of the BN Advantage world? Is this something that's you know, somebody who's working for a company that's thinking about expanding can come in and access and look at? Is it something that academic researchers can access and pull meaningful insights out of? What about outside of the BN Advantage world?
The intention is really for it to be used very broadly.
Yes.
There's really nothing that we want to keep close to the vest. In particular, just the examples that you gave, if someone is exploring opening or expanding a business or a not-for-profit organization in the McLean County area, we now have data and information that's both current and historical about Bloomington Normal and McLean County that I think they would find very valuable in evaluating our community compared to other communities they might be considering.
I think we're going to see a lot of use of this data by other organizations and by entrepreneurs coming to the community or thinking of coming to the community and establishing a business here.
Yeah, sometimes the data is not going to tell a positive story. I mean, BN Advantage, the goal of that organization is to promote the community, but sometimes it's going to be a red number, right? So can you talk a little bit more about how you explain in the data when something is not going well and how you guys made those decisions about, you know, how to display those numbers and how to tell that story when it wasn't a good story?
Well, a lot of it just has to do with making sure the proper context is included in any given metric. If you take one metric on its own, it might tell what seems like a very negative story. And a good example that Basu has pointed out a couple of times is that poverty levels seem to be high in our community relative to other communities like ours. But as you dig down, that's largely because of the high student resident population that we have and that their incomes are so low. When it comes to census data, that reflects a poverty level that's maybe inflated because of the student population that we have here. So if you can explain the context to make sure you have an accurate understanding of an indicator that might seem unhealthy, that's the starting place. But then the organizations that are centered and organized with BN Advantage, really the impetus is let's invest in programs and initiatives and communication that would improve those indicators that we aren't trending in the way that we want them to improve. And so the more information that we know and the more facts that we can confront, the better off we'll be long-term in Bloomington Normal and McLean County.
So as a reporter here in town, one thing I always worry about when we get, you know, monthly data from, say, the Bloomington Normal Association of Realtors or the Illinois Department of Employment Security, home sales numbers, jobless rate numbers, those are kind of a monthly story that we do. And it's always an interesting thing to deal with because that data is coming from a source that has sort of a vested interest in how the data is presented, right? It behooves realtors to have positive home sales in our community. It behooves the Illinois Department of Employment Security, which is part of the governor's administration, to show positive job numbers, right? But they're the only source of data that we have. So how do you guys protect against that kind of concern? Is there any such concern as you are getting numbers from stakeholders who have a stake in how the numbers look? And how do you deal with that?
I guess two things I would say about that. One would be just complete transparency about the sources and how each indicator that's on the dashboard is sourced and displayed. And that's done through Vasu's team. Each metric you can click on it and it's gives you the data dictionary. Here's the source. Here's anything that would be selected in or out so that there's integrity from just a disclosure and transparency perspective. The other is what I would call the snicker test or the realistic test that some of our team has spent time on. And even when we've gotten like tax revenue numbers, we've had representatives from both the Town of Normal and the City of Bloomington going, well, that doesn't really seem right compared to what we see internally. So there's been a lot of checking and cross-checking across the metrics and by the team because it really wouldn't serve the community well if the metrics weren't just crisply objective and we got as close to integrity as we can. So our team really strived to make an objective, factual set of metrics and report.
And that's an evolving process with the different metrics that we get and then get analyzed and then looked at and compared. And we have a lot of good people on our team, on our subcommittee that come from various backgrounds who can really help us with that, from city government, regional government, from the universities, other places that really are helpful in looking at the analysis and saying, yes, this looks right, or do we really need to do a deeper dive to see if these numbers are right? And you have to have some level of trust, too.
Thursday, September 27th, BN Vitals will be the centerpiece at the BN by the Numbers event that the Economic Development Council puts on every quarter. So what's going to happen at that meeting, and what do you hope that people take away from seeing this kind of big debut of BN Vitals?
We hope that they're going to think there's a lot of use that they can make out of the information that we're showing, and that they will want to use it further, that they will probably ask questions, if not there, later about what else is represented or are there other things that we're going to do with it. So we hope to get a lot of good initial feedback from that group, since they would tend to be, we think, key users of the information.
This is a launching pad for a long-term utilization of this new resource for McLean County. And I think even in that event, as Vasu, who will present some of the highlights from the metrics themselves, as she's doing that, I think there'll be a little bit of myth-buster going on. There may be some perceptions in the community, positive or negative, about the state of our community economically or from a quality of place or a competitiveness with other communities, that those myths might be a little bit busted with some of the facts and data that this resource brings forward. Mm. So some might be perfectly confirming what we already knew. Others might be completely opposed.
Well, not to steal Vasu's thunder, and Vasu being the executive director of the McLean County Regional Planning Commission, which is the lead organization in BN Advantage. Not to steal her thunder, what is a myth that you over the course of your work on this you've seen busted?
I think there that some would hold that our community is no longer growing. Our community is growing by indication of a few of our metrics that we look at. It is growing at a slower pace than it has in the past, but it continues to grow.
And it's growing in different ways. Mm-hmm. You know, we no longer have the huge companies, and probably won't in the future, like a State Farm, you know, coming to town. And of course, people have had their eyes opened by the changes that are happening within that company itself, as they look at their future and how they want to grow. And we look at here, what does that mean for us? But one of the things from the original study was that we already knew we need to be targeting entrepreneurs and we need to be targeting smaller companies, because we saw those as fitting in better with the way that we could grow and probably would grow in the future. So really, that was no surprise from the outset. It might have been how quickly things started changing here, even after we looked at this and we're thinking down the road 10 years. But it's really something that I think we're going to see a lot of change in the future and even more. And we're going to see this community grow in ways that we had not anticipated and in ways that are different than they were a decade ago, definitely.
That's retired country executive Deanna Frauci, along with current country vice president Adam Gary. They're co-chairs of a BN Advantage task force that created the new BN Vitals data dashboard. That dashboard will be introduced to the community tomorrow at the sold-out BN by the Numbers event. GLT is a co-sponsor of that quarterly event. This is Sound Ideas.